At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
You know, we've all had that one neighbor, right? The one that kind of drives you crazy. Well, today we're diving into a situation that takes neighborly disputes to a whole other level. We're looking at an email sent to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast. And let me tell you, this one is intense.
Oh, yeah. Neighbor disputes are surprisingly common. But this one really shows just how fast things can get out of control.
Right. So let's break this whole thing down, figure out what went wrong, how it got so bad, and hopefully learn something along the way. Maybe even pick up some tips on how to deal with our own tricky neighbor situations.
It's always good to be prepared.
Okay, so the email starts out pretty normal. The writer moves in, meets this neighbor, TB, and everything seems fine, polite, even friendly at first. But then TB mentions her adult son's going to be staying with her and just casually drops in that he's got a checkered past.
And you know that little detail? That's a classic early warning sign. A checkered past could mean a lot of things, but it could also point to someone who causes a lot of problems or maybe has an unstable life. Definitely something to keep in mind as we go through this story.
A little foreshadowing there. And things seem okay until they decide to put up a fence between the properties. They ask TB if she wants to split the cost, and she flat out says no. Now, maybe she just doesn't have the money or doesn't see the point right.
Could be. But this could also tell us something about TB's personality. Could this be like a first move to show she's in control or wants to dominate? It makes you wonder if a different approach back then, maybe talking about how the fence would benefit both of them, could have set a better tone for the future.
Interesting. Like, what if they had offered to pay more just to get her on board and avoid any tension? I think that would have changed things.
It's impossible to know for sure, but it shows how even small decisions early on can have a big impact later. But things only get worse from here. TB starts complaining about leaves blowing into her yard. Then she's complaining about the trees blocking her sunlight. It seems like everything becomes a huge deal.
So is there like a deeper reason why someone would react so badly to what seem like small things, more than just being annoyed?
Absolutely. A lot of times we see this passive-aggressive behavior where someone shows their anger indirectly, you know, little digs and complaints. It's a way to try and control things or manipulate the situation without directly confronting anyone. And for the person on the receiving end, it can be really frustrating and exhausting.
Like, they're always poking at you, and it's hard not to take it personally. But this goes way beyond just comments. TB actually calls the city on them about a tree. Mm-hmm. Saying it's dangerous, needs to be removed, even though they had an arborist working on saving it.
Oh, wow. That's definitely taking things up a notch. Now TB is bringing in a third party of the city to try and get what she wants. And by saying it's a safety issue, it sounds more urgent and serious, even if it isn't really true.
So it's not even about the tree anymore. It's about using whatever she can to get her way. And it works. They have to cut down the tree, which costs them time and money. You can almost feel TB being happy about it, like she's enjoying their frustration.
It's possible that for someone like her, seeing them upset makes her feel like she's right. Like her complaints are valid. And this can create a really bad cycle where trying to make her happy only makes her worse.
So it's not about actually solving the problem. It's about winning. It makes you wonder what's really going on in her head. But it doesn't stop there. They decide to stop giving in to TD's demands, and things get even worse. She blows Lee's back into their yard, yells insults through the fence. It gets really ugly.
That reaction to them standing up for themselves is really telling. It suggests that TB was used to having them do what she wanted. When that changed, she got worse trying to get that control back. It really shows how sometimes trying to make a difficult person happy just makes things worse.
Like no good deed goes unpunished. Right. But there's more. TB puts up security cameras pointed directly at their property. Okay. Maybe she wants security, but it feels intentional, like a threat almost.
Security cameras are legal, of course. But it's all about how they're used. And here, pointing them right at the writer's property is definitely a sign that things are getting worse. It's not about security anymore. It's about trying to scare them and watch everything they do. Like she's saying, I'm watching you.
And TB's response to the cameras is something else. She starts leaving these weird letters full of accusations. They're blamed for everything, blowing leaves into her yard on purpose, to even sacrificing plants to get back at her. It gets crazy.
Those letters give us a look into TB's mind. The accusations are so out there that it seems like she's not thinking clearly. It's possible the whole thing has become way more personal for her. In her mind, it's a bigger deal than just a neighbor dispute, and that's when things can get really unpredictable.
It's actually kind of scary, and it gets even worse. TB starts targeting their dogs, yelling at them and calling them names. Just so mean.
Now she's going after their pets, and that's a bad sign. It shows that TB is willing to cross the line and try to hurt them emotionally to get control. This kind of harassment is serious and can have real consequences. It's really important to document everything like the writer did, especially if things keep getting worse.
And they do. One of the letters has a threat saying she'll take matters into her own hands. They finally show all the evidence to the city, and TB gets a warning. You'd think that would be it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like with TB, it's never that simple.
You'd think so. We often assume that a warning from someone in authority will fix the problem. But for someone who's obsessed with control and feels justified, a warning might just make things worse.
Yeah, and it does. Just when they think they've got some peace. TB shows up in their backyard, right on their patio, staring at one of their trees.
Wow, that's a real power move. TB is showing she's not scared of the city's warning and is still in control. It's like she's saying, I'm not backing down.
Super creepy. And then the next day they get a letter from a realtor saying someone wants to buy their house. It's not hard to figure out who's behind that.
That's classic manipulation. Trying to make them uncomfortable and feel pressured to leave. It's TB's way to try and get control back, even if she can't force them out directly. The question is it really about the property, or is it about winning the fight and making them leave?
It's almost like the house itself has become part of this whole power struggle. And sadly, it might be working. The email ends with them thinking about moving because the stress is just too much.
It's really sad. This whole story shows just how much damage one person can do to someone else's life. It makes you think, what options do we have when faced with this kind of negativity? When does it become healthier to just walk away?
We'll dive deeper into those questions and talk about some ways to handle difficult people when we come back. Welcome back to The Deep Dives. We've been going through this crazy neighbor situation, and it's clear that TB is someone you don't want to mess with. But you know, this isn't just about TB. It's about seeing those red flags and figuring out how to handle these kinds of people in our own lives.
Exactly. We might not all have a TB in our lives, but we've all dealt with difficult people at some point. Could be a coworker. What can we learn from this whole thing that might help us deal with these situations better?
That's the big question, right? I mean, we saw how fast things got out of control with TB. What should we be looking for early on that might tell us there's trouble ahead?
Well, one of the most important things is to pay attention to how people act over time. You know, like early on in the email, TB refused to pay for the fence. That might seem small, but it could be a sign that she needs to be in control and doesn't like to compromise.
So it's not about freaking out over every little thing. It's about seeing a pattern that tells you there might be problems later on.
Yeah, exactly. Is this person always complaining? Do they always have to be right? Are they always blaming others or playing the victim? Those are all signs that you might need to be careful.
Like trusting your gut. If something feels wrong, it probably is. But what do you do when those small things start to get worse? How do you deal with someone who just won't let things go?
That's when it gets tricky. One thing that often helps is to be clear and assertive when you communicate. This doesn't mean being aggressive or picking a fight, but it means setting boundaries and saying what you need in a calm and direct way.
So like if TB is constantly complaining about leaves blowing into her yard, you could say something like, I understand the leaves are bothering you, but I'm doing what I can to keep my yard clean. I can't rake every single leaf every day.
Right. You're acknowledging their concern, but you're also setting a clear boundary. And if they keep doing it despite your efforts, you need to document everything. The writer in the story did a good job keeping track of everything TB did, the dates, the times, specific examples of her behavior.
Why is that so important, keeping a record like that? It seems a little formal, almost like you're getting ready for a legal battle.
It might feel like that, but it's not necessarily about going to court. It helps you see the pattern of behavior more clearly, and that can be important if you need to get someone else involved, like a mediator or the police. Also, it helps you stay focused on the facts. It's easy to get caught up in the emotions and start doubting yourself. Having that record helps you stay objective and not get manipulated.
That makes sense. It's like having proof of what's been happening.
Yeah.
But what if you try to communicate, set boundaries, document everything, and it still doesn't work? What if they just get worse and more aggressive?
Sometimes the best thing to do is just walk away. I know that's hard, especially if it feels like you're giving up or letting them win. But sometimes protecting yourself and your peace of mind is the most important thing.
So in some cases, moving like the writer is thinking about could be the healthiest choice, even if it feels like a defeat.
It really can be. You can't control how someone else acts. You can only control your own reactions and choices. And sometimes the best choice is to get out of a bad situation.
It's a tough decision, but I think it's important to remember that. Sometimes walking away takes more strength. But before we get to that point, are there other things we can try?
Yeah, there are a couple of things. You could bring in a third party, someone neutral, like a mediator or a community leader. Having an objective person to help with communication can sometimes calm things down. You could also look at legal options like restraining orders or harassment charges if it's serious enough.
So it's not about just taking it. There are things you can do to get help. But it sounds like the main thing is to trust your gut and put your own well-being first. If a situation feels unsafe or is causing you a lot of stress, it might be time to walk away, even if it means moving or cutting off contact.
Exactly. And it's important to know that you're not alone. Difficult people are everywhere, and it's not a sign of weakness to get help or protect yourself.
This has been really helpful. We talked about a lot, recognizing warning signs, setting boundaries, even walking away. But before we wrap up, I'm curious about something the writer said. She talked about how TB seemed to enjoy their frustration, like she was feeding off their negative energy.
That's an interesting point, and it shows something we see a lot in these situations. Some people need drama and negativity. It gives them a feeling of power and control.
So even if you do everything right, try to talk, set boundaries, keep records. Someone like TB might just keep pushing because they get something out of it.
That's definitely possible. And it shows how important it is to understand that you can't change someone else. You can only control how you react and what choices you make.
Like they say, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails.
Exactly. And sometimes the best way to adjust your sails is to just sail away from the storm.
I like that. We'll be right back to finish up this deep dive and talk about some final thoughts on how to handle difficult relationships. Welcome back to the deep dive. We've been looking at this crazy neighbor situation and really trying to understand what's going on with TB. It's been pretty wild.
It really has. This case shows us how even small disagreements can turn into something really awful.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And as we wrap things up, I want to go back to that idea of moving. The writer's not sure what to do. It feels like giving TB what she wants, but the stress is just too much. What would you say to someone in that situation?
It's a tough one. The decision really has to be about taking care of yourself and doing what's best for you. I mean, it's understandable that they don't want to give in and let someone bully them out of their home.
Like that feeling of, why should I have to leave?
Right. But sometimes taking care of your own mental and emotional health means making a really hard choice. If the situation is causing that much stress and affecting your life, moving might be the best thing, even if it feels like you're losing.
It's about choosing your battles right. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is walk away from the fight.
Exactly. And moving doesn't mean you failed or that TB has won. It just means you're choosing to create a better and more peaceful life for yourself.
It's a good reminder that we always have choices, even when things are hard. But it makes you think, what happens to someone like TB? Do they just move on to someone else?
Hard to say for sure. But we do know that people who love conflict often have some deeper emotional issues that they're not dealing with in a healthy way.
So it's not really about the leaves or the trees or even the house. There's something else going on. Something that makes them need to cause trouble and be in control.
Right. And while it's good to be understanding and try to see things from their perspective, it's also important to protect yourself. We can't change other people, but we can choose how we react.
That brings us to our final thought for today. What's the one piece of advice you'd give to our listeners who might be dealing with a difficult person in their life?
I'd say, first of all, trust your gut. If something feels wrong about a person or situation, pay attention to those signs. Don't ignore your instincts. Also, remember that you have the right to set boundaries and protect yourself. You don't have to put up with abuse or harassment. And lastly, know that you're not alone. There are people and resources that can help you deal with these tough situations. Whether it's talking to friends and family, getting a mediator involved, or looking into legal options.
That's great advice. It reminds us that we all have the power to choose how we respond to difficult people, and that asking for help is a good thing, not a weakness.
And while we focused on a really difficult neighbor situation today, it's good to remember that most people do want to get along and have peaceful communities. So let's all try to be good neighbors ourselves and create a sense of community and respect where we live.
Absolutely. A little kindness and understanding can make a big difference. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of neighborly relationships. Until next time, stay curious and stay informed on it.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.